Good evening, planetoid Earth. Good evening to all the freaks that live in the streets, that live off of Gumpus grease and rats and cats. Good evening to space travelers and space aliens and demon mongers. Good evening to fallen priests and busty priestesses. Good evening. It is August the 6th, 2021, in the age of Boblimpdoc, right around 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in the fine, wholesome, grade A milk, excellent fried chicken. Have yourself some potato salad. Have some funeral potatoes. Come to Utah. Come to Utah and get some funeral potatoes. Yes, come to Utah and get yourself some funeral potatoes. Come to Utah and get yourself a wholesome meal. Come to Utah and hang out with your friends after going to the temple. Come to Utah. You'll be known as Elder James. You can bring the word to the Klebuzite folk. Come to Utah. You can sell God for $1.95 an hour. Come to Utah. Come to Utah and get yourself some fried steak. Fried steak made of raccoon. Come to Utah and get yourself duck pudding. Get yourself a cat souffle. Come to Utah. Experience wilderness filled with insects that want you dead. Come to Utah. Have a peanut butter sandwich. But remember, you have a peanut allergy. So keep that EpiPen handy. Don't expect a straight line. And before I continue, if you're listening on shortwave radio, this is the Planetary Status Report with your good friend Dan. We are on WRMI 5950 out of Miami, Okeechobee. From that great swamp, a beast shall arise. And it would be 5950 kilohertz. It would be 5950 kilohertz. And if you want the notes for this show, the good news, bad news, is because this is kind of a stream of consciousness show, there won't be many notes. Because the main subject for tonight is the burden of the spirit. And we all got that. One of the things I want to tell you, and it's going to sound like a contradiction, but I'm trying to thread the needle, and it's really, really hard. Because some of the folks that listen to this broadcast or to the podcast would probably classify themselves as some kind of prepper. And if you're a prepper, someone might say to you, well, you're a prepper, you must live in fear. But actually, as a prepper, you're simply getting ready for some scenario that might happen. And if you follow the logic of all the crazy people promoting the COVID-19 lies and the vaccine, the logic, well, you should do the vaccine even if you don't think you need the vaccine because some other variant might happen. Now, we're expected to believe that insane hypothetical, that absurd counterfactual. But if you go to somebody and say, what if the electricity goes out? I don't know. What if the internet goes down? I don't know. What if you can't use your phone? Well, that'll never happen. What if you don't have water? What if you live in a place where you really do need air conditioning during a heat wave, where you need water? Because if you don't have those things, you will die of a heat stroke. You'll die of thirst. So people will look at a prepper and they'll see fear. But that's not reality. Reality is people are prepping for the same reason why creatures in nature do the same thing. They're simply behaving in a conservative way, risk averse. There's nothing wrong with risk aversion. In a world that was free, and this isn't that, but if we lived in a free world, if we actually lived in a free country, you'd need people like that. You need people to be the people that basically want to avoid the big risks. And you need the people willing to take the big risks. You need crazy people too. You need smart people, heroic people. You need entrepreneurs. You do. In a free country. We don't live there. But if you can imagine, if you put on your imagination space helmet, you can imagine living in a free country. And you need the risk takers. But you also need the risk averse. These are not opposed. These are complementary. It's a word, look it up. People who prep are not necessarily people who live in fear. So before we go too far down the rat hole that is inside my brain right now, I just want to get this out of the way. Risk aversion, prepping, saving, doing certain behaviors that would be considered conservative in terms of decision making, these are not necessarily bad things. These are just decisions. They have consequences. That's reality, okay? It's like what Ayn Rand said. You know, remember that famous quote went something like this: you can deny reality, you can, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring or denying reality. You can ignore reality, but you cannot ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. That is the Ayn Rand quote. You can have whatever make-believe paradigm you want, but eventually, if a tidal wave is coming and you've been preparing for the COVID-19, you're going to drown. You see, I need to thread the needle. I need to explain something so that people could maybe understand where I'm coming from. And it's simply this. I think since at least March of 2020, your government has been using resources that it stole to sell you on a number of lies. The COVID-19 is a lie. The commie war of Ian Miles Wrong is a lie. I've taken the videotape. I've seen the Seattle employees setting up the commie barricades. It's Les Mis in the streets. If it's rubber cones, it's crap. Andy No Clue. These are all psyops. These are all military psychological warfare operations. The never-ending Trump drama is a psyop. And what is the purpose? To keep people immobilized, to keep them directed towards official accepted fear. You see, the government loves when you're afraid of the right things. You know that famous quote from FDR, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Let me modify it so I could turn it into the truth and then maybe make FDR less of a nasty commie liar. The only thing we have to fear is people having a rational connection to their fear. The only thing we have to fear is people managing their fear. The only thing we have to fear is people controlling their fear. The only thing we have to fear is if people make rational choices about what to fear. You see, the banking system, if you're not aware, the banking system started blowing up in late spring, early summer of 2019. In February 2019, I did a podcast. You can look it up. It's called The Screwbelee. The Screwbelee, because I could tell what everyone else could tell, that whatever recovery we had after 2009, it was over. It was all make-believe crapola. That if there was a recovery, it was done. And in reality, there was no recovery. In reality, we've been in a depression that's been papered over so far by a lot of really cute accounting tricks and a lot of theft. But all the stealing in the world is not going to fix the problems facing this wretched empire. And for all the propaganda, I don't see the thing that people are being told to be afraid of. I don't see the high-speed super state that's going to swoop in and steal your family. I see an empire in collapse. And the reason it's using psyops is because psyops are relatively cheap. They are. It's like inflatable tanks. Inflatable tanks. Inflatable tanks. Did you know that prior to Operation Overlord, prior to June 1944, where, you know, on the beaches of Normandy, baby. Did you know that several months before, the British set up these completely fake armored divisions, armored brigades, made up of inflatable, papier-mâché, non-existent tanks? Now, is it free to create fake things? No, it's not. You always have to pay a price, but it's cheaper to make a fake tank than a real one, believe me, a lot cheaper. It's way cheaper to create a fake rocket ship, especially with today's CGI. It is way, way cheaper to create a fake rocket ship, to create a fake mission, to create a fake moon, than it is to actually go there. And I don't want you to do anything other than use your own logic. If you've been to a movie theater, you can understand that. You can see that. The special effects are pretty good. Since March of 2020, as I've said many times, we have been exposed to ongoing military psychological warfare operations. And one of the core messages is don't go anywhere, don't do anything, don't talk to anybody, don't participate with anybody, okay? And the other thing I've noticed is that it doesn't look like they control the timeline. Whatever the timeline is, they're not in control. A good friend of mine the other night called the lockdown recycle a rerun. Like, basically, they're already in reruns. Like, Happy Days is over, but if you come home from school, it'll be on as a rerun. It's like Outer Limits. It's no longer on TV, at least not the one, you know, from the 1960s, but it's in reruns. They're rerunning Stupid Stories. They're rerunning the Ian Miles Wrong, Commie Fear Plague, Andy No Clue Crapola. They're rerunning the Monkey Herpes as the Lambda variant, the Delta variant, the Gamma variant. Who knows what other Greek Omicron, Zoton, Tau? I don't know. You tell me, baby. It's a rerun. It's a rerun. And the reruns are actually, it's not even really a rerun as much as it's a remake. And the remake is really crappy. That's where we're at. And I'll even go a step further. Things are getting so silly right now. Things are getting so dumb in terms of the fear and the propaganda of fear that it feels like whatever it is, it's close. Because I'm getting a sense from all this nonsense that people who should be afraid of consequences are not. And I don't believe in super powerful super beings other than God, other than beings that God creates to do those things. But humans are not those. We're not. Okay, we live and we die on planet Earth. Read the book of Ecclesiastes. Everything you need to know is in there if you read the whole book and not just the parts, you know, not just the funeral and wedding parts. Read the whole book, baby. They don't control the timeline. That's why it wasn't just the monkey herpes. They had a whole Pez dispenser of flying monkeys. They had a whole bunch of psyops. They had a whole bunch of tiny little micro psyops. Oh, did you know Dr. Seuss was racist? Folks, I mean every 12-year-old, male, female, it doesn't matter the gender. Every kid that first starts reading comics comes to the intuitive understanding that really talented cartoonists, all things being equal, are, you know, kind of racist. It's how they see the world. It might be a kind of autism, as I've said in the past. It could be. You never know. I'm going to sip some of my coffee here before we go too much further down the rat hole of my broken mind. So here we are in August 2021. And the only thing I'm certain of is that, yes, we are being exposed to waves upon waves of psyops. I do believe that one of the goals might be population-wide adrenal fatigue. There's no doubt that many of the Nazi scientists we took home after World War II as part of Operation Paperclip, and you can look that up yourself, I have no doubt that many of those were experts in psychological warfare. I have no doubt that they probably experimented, you know, real time during World War II on groups of people, exposing them to a series of stressors, recoveries. You see, the thing about doing a trauma-based mind control psyop with a goal of adrenal fatigue is you have to turn it on and off and on and off. You can't just have it on all the time. Clearly, if it's off all the time, nothing's happening. You have to have the psyop turn up. Oh, there's a lockdown. Crap. There's a lockdown. And then you have to have the psyop loosen up. Oh, Texas opened up. So did Florida. That's great news. And if you do that over and over again, and if you do that throughout different regions, the net result is an inability for people to deal with the environment. So whether it's a person or a monkey with a lever, and every time they hold the lever, they don't get shocked until it gets randomized. Eventually, if you make it noisy enough, the monkey just has a heart attack and dies. So one of the things they're doing, because I believe it is deliberate, is they are creating all of the preconditions for population-wide adrenal fatigue. At some point in the next 6 months, a lot of people that you would have said are sane are going to go crazy. At some point in the next 6 months, they'll call it COVID, but it was really a heart attack. It was really a stroke. It was really a rapid cancer due to adrenal fatigue, due to your system shutting down. People aren't supposed to live like this, brothers and sisters. You're not supposed to wear a muzzle on your face. All of these things are stressors, and all of these things will eventually kill you, statistically speaking. Some people will survive, but would you really want to live around people that can live through this type of torture and be okay with it? I mean, I have no doubt it's a bell curve, brothers and sisters. It's the Gauss curve. There are outliers. There are always outliers. There's always the possibility that so many sigmas away, there are people that can deal with this type of madness and evil and be okay with it. But I wouldn't want to live with them, brothers and sisters. Would you? Would you want to be in a community of people that will put on one mask, two masks, that will abuse their children with the excuse that the government told them to, that will inject any kind of nonsense into their veins because they saw something on their ironically named device? Would you want to live with them? Me personally, I'm done with those idiots. And I'm sorry, I know I sound like the old man shaking his fist at the sky. Which is true, the Lord knows that. I am that. Population-wide adrenal fatigue. So, what does that tell you? Because again, we're all amateur Sovietologists on the Planetary Status Report. And by the way, if you're listening on shortwave radio, if you're listening on a shortwave radio receiver or transceiver, this could be 5950 kilohertz. This could be Saturday or Sunday night between 11 p.m. and midnight Eastern Standard Time. Or, you know, 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. UTC. And this is WRMI. WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. From those swamps, beasts will arise. They will have 71 eyes. They'll stare at you in the night. From that swamp, a monster will gaze. There will be a blaze. Those will be interesting days, brothers and sisters. Population-wide adrenal fatigue. What does that tell you? Well, it tells you a couple things. It tells you they don't care if a bunch of people die. And after 2020, and certainly what probably has been going on in China, there's every reason to believe that they don't care if a lot of people get killed. They don't care if a lot of kids kill themselves because of the lie. They don't care if a lot of adults kill themselves because of the lie. They don't care if your mom's cancer doesn't get treated because of the lie. So what does that tell you as an amateur Sovietologist looking at Pravda, looking at Izvestia, listening to the Soviet radio station? What does that tell you? How do you read between the lines on that? Well, one thing it definitely tells you is there's no happy ending here. There's going to be no going back to something that you want to call normal. And by the way, if you were born after the first Gulf War, normal for you may have been really great. normal for a lot of countries that we were blowing up and stealing crap from wasn't so great. So your normal is interesting, but it's mostly interesting to you. It's not so interesting to a Syrian that's looking at an American flag on Syrian soil and wondering what the F is an American flag doing on Syrian soil. Oh, well, it's only in one spot where the oil is. Wow, that's random. Population-wide adrenal fatigue implies, if that's what's going on, would imply that whatever their goal is, or their plan is, or their end state is, whatever their vision is, it's not good for you, brothers and sisters, and it's not good for me. And in recent weeks, in recent days, maybe even recent hours, but in the last few weeks, I've had a feeling that we're really close. Probably last November, I had a sense that if I looked 6 or 9 months into the future, all I could see was like a blank slate. Imagine a chalkboard, but nothing's written on it. That's all that it looked like to me. And I wasn't sure what that meant. And also, folks, I don't have ESP. I'm not some old crazy drunk who's going to tell you about his, you know, weird hallucinations and claim their visions. I'm simply talking about intuition. That's all. We all have it. We all have intuition. In November of 2020, my intuition was telling me that 6 to 9 months out, it's just a big giant question mark. That doesn't mean good. That doesn't mean bad. It just means question mark. I don't know. And we are in the heart of the question mark right now. Right now, we're in the heart of the giant question mark. And for me, if I look at it, I say to myself, okay, you have PSYOPs, you have a banking crisis that occurred technically a few months before even Event 201. So you kind of have to understand that even if you think COVID-19 is real, it wasn't the cause, it was a symptom. Okay, it didn't happen first. It happened at least second or third. So don't treat COVID-19 as anything other than an after effect. I think it's complete crap. You know, there are a lot of folks who are currently circling on, well, it doesn't really, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. That's where a lot of people are finding a safe place right now in their head. They're saying, well, damn, COVID-19 just wasn't that bad. You know what? I keep going back to it. If you see my old fat ass at the park playing basketball, okay, just think on this for a second. We're talking about using your brain because in the near future, you might need it to survive. If you saw my middle-aged fat ass in the park playing basketball, would your first assumption be, well, there is a professional NBA basketball player? I've worked at hospitals. I can tell you that prior to, 2020, 2019, lots and lots and lots of people. Back in 2010, the number that they gave me at Harborview Medical Center when I was working there was between 100,000 and 200,000 Americans die in American hospitals every year because of preventable, and that's the key word, preventable hospital-acquired infection. That's MRSA, which is multi-resistant staphylococcus. That's fungal infections. That's E. coli. That's every little monster that lives in the little stairways of that moldy wreck called Harborview Medical Center. 100 to 200,000 preventable deaths. And believe me, if you knew the numbers on hospitals, if you worked in a hospital, you would never go to one unless you had to. And even then, you would make sure people were praying for you. Today, I bet the numbers are pretty close to the COVID numbers, so why wouldn't they just take their own mistakes, their own evil, their own negligence, their own lack of concern? Why wouldn't they take that in the accounting column and call it COVID-19. So if you need to believe your grandma died of COVID-19, by all means, keep believing it. You're circling the drain. You need to give that up. It is August 2021, and they're telling you there's a lambda and a gamma and a tau. They're telling you you're going to need 8 vaccines every 8 hours. They're feeding you nonsense. And then periodically, you'll see a picture of them drinking with each other without masks on. Are you understanding what they're putting you through? This is the model of trauma-based mind control. This is how you induce population-wide adrenal fatigue. I don't know why they want to do it, but that's what they're doing. In a few months, a lot of people that you think are sane are going to start going really crazy. And I'm not sure we're going to get there, brothers and sisters, because when I think about the situation, when I think about the dumpster fire, then that's what we're talking about. The planet Earth is a giant dumpster fire right now. And I find it funny because periodically you'll see people saying, well, you know, oh, Pablo Escobar or somebody Escobar said that, you know, China's going to rule. You know what, folks? If China wants to rule the dumpster fire, they can have it. Are you kidding me? Look around the world right now and tell me it doesn't look like we're really close to something going awry. And let's think about this. If they don't control the schedule, that doesn't mean they didn't have an estimate, a window of when they thought things would happen. The year prior to the COVID-19, the year prior, more than 1,000 CEOs resigned, left their jobs, gone bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye-bye. More than 1,000 CEOs simply retired. Oh, well, damn, that's normal. There was a lot of funky stuff. When Bezos did his make-believe divorce, because I think that was crap, I think that was an accounting scam. When Bezos did his divorce, my first thought was, well, you know what? If you wanted to cash yourself out of a lot of Amazon, a really good way is a divorce. And I have a podcast on it going back then if you want to check. I don't really care. They don't control the schedule, but they understood that something was going to happen in a time frame. So what I think right now is that they don't control the schedule. I think they have been using PSYOPs. The adrenal fatigue is really just a side benefit, because it keeps people immobilized. And here's the thing about really big disasters. And when I say big disasters, I don't mean forest fires, brothers and sisters. I don't mean floods. I don't even mean tsunamis. I'm talking about disasters so big that 10,000 years ago, or excuse me, 10,000 years from now, okay, 10,000 years from now, somebody opens a book and all they have for the last 7,000 years is about 8 sentences. That's the kind of disaster I'm talking about. You can call it a 10,000 year event if you want to. If it was that big, that explains how blasé, how casual, how uncaring people are about consequences. Think about all the revelations of child abuse, all the revelations of fraud, all the revelations of government abuse. Nobody cares. Even the peasants don't seem to care. What does that tell you? If something was coming that was so big that it would essentially... And this is the way, and this is where my friend mentioned, you know, there's different ways of looking at the word reset. If something was coming that was so big that it would reset life on Earth, then yeah, people in charge would probably live like there are no consequences. They would probably act as if it doesn't matter. And if they weren't sure of the date, they would probably use PSYOPs to manage the window. Because here's another thing. They don't want people clogging up the highways. They don't want people going crazy. They don't mind if you do a little crazy. That's called managing the chaos. But what they don't want is for people to realize that things might be that bad. These are not super geniuses. These are not people that deserve your respect. These are grifters and con artists par excellence, but that's what they are. They're really good at special effects. They'll make you believe they have something called SDI. You remember the Strategic Defense Initiative? Yeah, I had a person a few weeks ago say, "Dan, our government doesn't do psyops. You're a frickin' retard." SDI was 100% psyop. Its entire purpose was to convince the Soviet Union that we had magical X-ray lasers and magical brilliant pebbles and magical railguns and supercomputers and optics to control it all. And back in the 80s, the smartest people said we were 20, 30, 40 years away if we even wanted to do that. It turned out to be the truth. That technology is developing today, probably... It's not going to help us with peace. But the point is, the technology kind of exists today. It did not exist in 1983. The Strategic Defense Initiative, aka Star Wars, was a military psychological warfare operation from beginning to end. Its entire purpose was to convince the Soviet Union that we had super technology. And that was not true. Now, we have great technology, supposedly. I was in the military, so I can tell you that some of the weapons I worked with were really quite good. The Stinger missile, which was the weapon I worked with, a great weapon. It really was. I mean, if what you want to do is shoot down airplanes more or less within a range span of, let's say, 7 to 10 kilometers, the Stinger missile is a great missile. It is. It works. You can shoot down helicopters. You can shoot down bombers flying at low altitude. You can shoot down passenger planes, right, Bo Blimpdock? But we didn't have magical, brilliant pebbles, brothers and sisters. We did not have Edward Teller's X-ray laser. We did not have the supercomputer technology, at least not the level we needed. So Star Wars, SDI, whatever you want to call it, it was 100% crap. I took this detour because I don't want any emails from anybody any longer that wants to say, "Well, Dan, you know, our government doesn't do that." Our government is probably one of the best at it. Going back to the 19th century. I've covered this before, but if you lived on the East Coast in the 1840s or 1850s, and you opened up your journal, your magazine, your newspaper, you might find a little short story. A short story about the savage Indians. The savage Native Americans. There was tremendous amounts of propaganda. Now you can say, "Well, Dan, that was just a cultural artifact and that was all accidental." Wrong. There was a purpose to it. They wanted to convince the East Coast person that they could go to the West and kill as many Native Americans as they wanted to, and it really wouldn't matter because they're not really people. So our government has been doing psyops for a really, really long time. For quite a long time. Who knows why? Who knows the real reason? I know people have explanations. I've come to the realization myself that the Constitutional Convention was a coup d'etat. So when you talk about the U.S. Constitution, you're already talking about an illegal government. We had a Declaration of Independence. We had the Articles of Confederation. The Constitution was basically a way to steal all that power and sell it back to people. But they already had it. So that's where I'm at. I know that the Constitution was part of a coup, but beyond that, I can't tell you if ancient German secret societies or Skull and Bones, I have no clue about any of the Illuminati Masonic garbage. I have no doubt that there are people in secret societies who participate in this. But the simplest thing we can say, and this is what we should say, is that these are grifters and these are con artists. They are operating a confidence scheme. They point a gun at you and say, if you pay me money, I won't point a gun at you. They point a gun at you and say, if you pay me money, I'll let you go fishing. They point a gun at you and say, if you pay your property taxes on time, if you pay your property taxes on time, we'll let you own that home. Own, sarcastic quotes around own. Sarcastic quotes around the word own. You own your home. If you have to pay a fee or a tax on anything, that is a bully telling you you do not own it. You are renting it. When people talk about renters in America, but they're taxpayers, I laugh at them. I mock them. You pay a rental fee to a government that points a gun at you, and you're gonna mock people that rent an apartment? Are you kidding me? Really? Are you joking? You take advantage of a subsidy that is the result of an empire going around the world murdering people. And you're gonna talk about welfare wars? If you live in the United States of America, you live on the same Death Star as I do. You participate in the same neo-Stalinist economics as I do. And guess what? You're just as much a welfare whore as everybody else. If somehow your home magically appreciated from 200K to 2 million in 20 years, and somehow there's like a 0.9 correlation between that and the money printing and the money supply, guess what? That extra value in your home, that's a subsidy. That's welfare. You're a welfare queen. You're a Cadillac welfare queen. If you're a home flipper using the Fannie Freddie mortgage scheme, if you're taking advantage of this crooked banking system, you're one of the biggest welfare queens out there. And if on top of it, you have a day job working at a hospital or a military plant or spying on your neighbors, you're doubly welfare. You're triply welfare. If you're a cop, your short bus welfare. Short bus. Oh, that's mean, Dan. Yeah, I'm way past the mean thing. It's August 2021. If I'm being mean to you, it's helpful. Because if there's some way I can shock you out of your daze and confusion, I want to. I don't think any of us should live in fear. But that doesn't mean fear doesn't serve a purpose. And what I am certain of is your government has been giving you one fear monkey after another. And I'm also certain that those fear monkeys are intended to hide real concerns. They have been more or less saturation bombing the third eye, the part of the mind that can see things that aren't always rational or logical, the spooky part of the mind that even works in your dog when it barks, and you know it's barking for a reason, and it ends up being the case. They are saturation bombing the third eye with nonsense 24/7. You wonder why, brothers and sisters? Because the third eye doesn't go through Susan Wojcicki at Google YouTube. The third eye doesn't go through Jack Dorsey at Twitter. The third eye doesn't go through Zuckerberg, Fuckerberg, I don't care, Berg at Facebook. The third eye, your perception, your intuition that is beyond explanation, a gift from God also, along with your free will. Your third eye can't be censored, but it can be overloaded. Why are they overloading it, brothers and sisters? Why are they producing so much daily trauma drama that people can't understand from what direction is the noise coming? I'm trying to thread the needle. I'm trying to say to you that it is legitimate at this point in August of 2021 to be concerned, because they've been lying to you about something. And if I'm right, it's really terrible. And you do have a chance of getting through it. It doesn't mean it's the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, I've been harping on this for weeks. Tough times, difficult times, even crazy, nearly apocalyptic times does not imply the apocalypse. There have been tough times for different peoples, different cultures throughout history. Many cultures, many peoples. And during those times, people thought it was the end of the world. And in a way, it was. I don't want to, you know, plagiarize myself from yesterday. But yes, like in my podcast about the end of the world stuff and everyone dying, at different points in human history, cultures were pushed to the brink. Easter Island is a good example. Can you imagine being on Easter Island as that culture started to implode? It was the end of the world for them. Their world is what they could see, what they could experience, where they could go in a boat. Their world was ending. Maybe other people were okay, but that was irrelevant. Their world was coming to an end. I don't think the world is ending. I don't really know what's coming. But what bothers me is that we're being fed garbage as a way of covering up for something. And I believe they're stealing the opportunity for those of us to prepare. In fact, that's how I'm going to thread the needle on this one. I don't know for certain what it is, and I don't know for certain there is an it, which means I don't want you to get scared for some stupid reason. But listen to what I just said. I don't want you to get scared for some stupid reason. But if you look at all these stupid psychological warfare operations since March 2020, all the government wants you to do, and when I say government, I mean the whole central banking worldwide empire of crapola. All they've wanted you to do since March 2020 is to be afraid of something stupid every other day. To be afraid of rubber cone commies. To be afraid of the COVID monkey herpes, whatever Greek letter it's using. To be afraid of Donald Trump. To be afraid of a make-believe insurrection on 1-6. All they've been doing is giving you stupid things to be afraid of, to be stressed out about, to be angry about, to be immobilized over. But what if these things are really covering up something you should actually be thinking about? That is the question. Because I don't see population-wide adrenal fatigue leading to anything good. I don't see tossing dynamite at human civilization leading to anything good. I don't see a society of covering up their faces when, by the way, human communication occurs in the face as much as anywhere else. I don't see that leading to anything good, and I kind of think that's child abuse. And this idea that you're going to let some bozo and big pharma inject you every other month for the rest of your life, how in the world does that lead to anything good? And how much juice do you think they have, brothers and sisters? I've said this before, I'll say it again. You use PSYOPs mainly out of weakness. You use PSYOPs because you can't afford to build the tanks. You paint the logs black and you put them on the walls of Richmond because you want the Union soldiers to think you have Prussian cannon. Not just Quaker guns. PSYOPs, all things being equal, are used out of weakness. Or used in a way to make it look like you have strength you don't have, like SDI, like Star Wars. But the point is, it's all about strength and weakness. You want to convince somebody either that you're not weak, better yet, you want to convince them you're strong. And look at all these PSYOPs. Look at all the six or seven fat cops stealing kids' bikes. Look at the nonsense that they show of the overuse of force, and they show it because they do control the media. If they didn't want you to see the vaccine injuries, brothers and sisters, you wouldn't. They want you to be angry. They want you to be scared of stupid things. They want you to stay at home. They don't want you to clog up the highways. Do you know how annoying it would be post a major disaster to have to move equipment around if a bunch of crazy Americans were on the highways trying to save their own necks? They don't want you doing that. Sure, some people will drive about, but they want most of you just to stay at home and wait to die. What we should demand, above all else, although I don't think many people care any longer, but what we should demand above all else is the truth. What we should seek is the truth. Best case scenario, and I think this is the best case, is that all these psyops are to cover up collapse or to manage collapse, but to me that sounds insane. To me that's like, I don't know. To me, that's like managing the condition of the engine in your car by tossing dynamite at it. I don't see how that works. It's simply going to destroy. The things that they've done are wrecking ball things. They have destroyed small businesses. Families have postponed cancer treatments. Moms and dads have died of illnesses that could have been treated. That's a stick of dynamite. That's a sledgehammer. That's not a Klaus Schwab. We're all going to live in a closet and get protein cubes and free internet. That's a wrecking ball. So you tell me, if they're taking a wrecking ball to human civilization, what comes next? What is the outcome? What do you predict? If they simply don't care and want you to stay at home. Another thing, too, and a friend of mine mentioned this, is a lot of this looks to be coming to a head, quote-unquote, according to the narratives, in September. Like, the general theory is Biden, you know, and the CDC overreached on the eviction moratorium. Huh, but understand, the eviction moratorium is about keeping people from going about. Understand that, brothers and sisters. They don't want you going about. They don't want you traveling. And with the Chinese lockdown right now, I don't know. I have a feeling that they made guesses about when whatever it is would happen. And their guesses gave them a 1 to 2 year window. So the geniuses at Langley who have friends on Wall Street, and they also leaked information to their friends, hey, retire CEOs, go to your condo. Go to your condo in Antarctica. It could have been something like that. They figured out a window. And they may have understood the window decades ago, whatever it is. I have no idea. I have theories. If you've listened to my podcast, you've probably heard a few. I have theories, but I don't want to give you unnecessary fear. You've been given too many things to be afraid of. What I want to convince you of is your fear serves a purpose, but it needs to serve the right purpose. It needs to be a compass that points you towards a threat. You don't need a broken compass at this point. I believe something very, very bad is coming. I believe our government and the governments of the world have been lying about it, whatever it is. I believe it's probably so close it could happen any day now. And it might be the general collapse of an overly engineered, completely disgusting neo-Stalinist Death Star civilization. And if that's the case, God bless, because if the Death Star blows up, maybe some of us have a chance. Maybe. The problem with that theory, though, is that all these people, all of them are acting like there's going to be no consequences. Mayor Jenny Durkan, listen, I have video. If you're a person that lives in Capitol Hill, Seattle, and you want to sue Mayor Jenny Durkan, I have video of a Seattle employee admitting on video that they were there to help the commies at Chapchas to set up barricades to block in property taxpayers, right? The people who are paying for the taxes, to put the blocks there to turn their life into a snake pit hellhole for 2 months. I have videos showing that. If you live in Capitol Hill, Seattle, email me. It's online. It's under my videos at dfgtc.org. I have a lot of video of all that crooked BLM Antifa nonsense. And I call it nonsense because it looked like Fort Polk. It looked like JRTC. It looked like Krasnovians, which means it looked like bullshit. If you wanted to sue Jenny Durkin, you could, but it doesn't look like people like Jenny Durkin are afraid. It doesn't look like they're very concerned. So I have a feeling that something's coming that's so big that it's going to make basically people's lives so hard they won't have the time or the energy to go after people like Jenny Durkin. And there won't be a legal system anyways. I think a lot of the people who we think run things are grifters and con artists. I think a lot of them have already gone to ground. One of the potential warning signs, in my opinion, that we could be close, and this is going to sound counterintuitive, but potentially one of the signs we could be close is that all the censorship, all the crazy censorship that we have right now, they might turn that off, brothers and sisters. They might turn off the censorship on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and whatever other venues. They might let you talk and argue without restriction during your last hours on Earth. They just don't want you on the highways. They don't want you rushing to the grocery store. They don't want you acting like it's the end of the world. They don't want you prepping. They don't want you protecting. They want you staying at home and waiting to die. They want you to stay at home and wait to die. They want you to stay at home and wait to die. So this weird podcast was about threading the needle over the issue of, is there nothing to be afraid of? What I would say is, don't be afraid of silly things that the government feeds you. Don't live in fear, but don't be afraid to ask hard questions. Don't be afraid to look beyond the narrow realm of what they feed you as your paradigm. Don't be afraid to recognize the possibility that the reason why they're giving you this giant, super colossal, historic, epical snow job, the reason why they're treating us all like mushrooms on a grand scale, you know, keeping us in the dark and feeding us crap, the reason why they're doing this is because they don't want us to know about something else. And that may sound too simple, but what if that's the case? They don't control the schedule. They don't know for sure when it is going to happen. And when it happens, there will be no consequences. There will be no trials. There will be no investigations because, simply put, a lot of people will die. And a lot of people will be too busy burying bodies and crying and sobbing and worrying about the people who are gone. So yeah, I just gave you something that feels like another fear. But it's not, because I don't know for sure. I just think we're being lied to right now. And it feels like no one believes there are consequences. And that's weird, but who knows? If you've been listening on shortwave radio, this is 5950 kilohertz WRMI out of Miami, Okeechobee. If you want the notes for this show, you can go to dfgtc.org/shownotes. And if you pick the right date, you'll get the right notes. And other than that, stay safe out there and do the best you can.